September 12, Christians Now. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2:28. Many mean to be Christians sometime, but do not want to make the start just yet. Not only are you losing much yourselves in giving to the enemy the very best part of your lives, but you are bringing your children up in the neglect of eternal things. They have your example all on the wrong side. Your neglect is robbing them of the very knowledge which God makes it your duty to give them, that they may learn to love, reverence, and obey the requirements of God. Your little ones are quick and observing in the presence of older persons. You are molding their minds to think as you think, to act as you act, not to bow the knee to the sovereign of the universe because you do not do so. It is bad enough and fearful enough to contemplate the loss of your own souls unless you surrender to God, to contemplate that you are not entering in at the door of salvation yourselves. But it is a more terrible thing that you bar the way to the entrance of your children. Forget for once all about your dignity and social position and start out before your children as learners in the school of Christ. Tell them frankly that you have made a mistake in neglecting to acknowledge yourself as a child of God. Tell them that you want that as a family you should now commence to live for God and then read and pray with your children. You can have rest and peace only as you find it in Jesus. The world, its maxims, and its customs are the parents of unnumbered sufferings. Many suffered with ungratified wishes. They find burdens on themselves, their ungratified desires, with the condemnation of conscience, not having harmony with God, and with an apprehension of his displeasure and wrath. Their existence is a matter of continual anxiety. There is a dearth of heavenly consolation and suffering. They are fearful of punishment. There is a fearful foreboding of the future. A ransom has been given for souls, a sacrifice that was infinite, a monarch dying for rebellious subjects, that they may escape from sin, corruption, and misery. They may all receive pardon, purity, and heaven through the great condescension of the Son of God. Come while mercy's sweet voice invites you. Letter 26, September 12, 1879, a personal testimony to a husband and wife.